There is an old belief that the universe is made of stories, not atoms. Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff is a show that's about the stories of the universe. Dr. Jeff asks us to engage in the storytelling process of Dialogue, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. In an era of going green, what do we make when we tell stories of healing the world and transforming ourselves? How do stories influence personal and social evolution? What does it mean to take a storytelling perspective on sustainability? Dr. Jeff offers stories of wisdom, healing, and transformation, and engages others to tell stories of what it means to be human and weavers of the fabric of the world, Gaia. Expect the provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic with Dr. Jeff. Get ready to expand the imagination, heal the heart, and inspire personal, social, and planetary evolution. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jeff Lineweaver.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us as we engage in one of the oldest acts known to humanity, that of storytelling, where we sit together as a community and listen to the old myths, the old stories, as well as new stories and stories of epic reinvention. Every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Dialogue Radio, we will have some of the most gifted storytellers, social entrepreneurs, change agents, speakers, and authors helping you make sustainability epic. Today, I have author and metaphysician Vipin Mehta here to discuss himself, his journey in the world, and most importantly, a trilogy of books that he's written called Global Healing. They are the trilogy is set around thinking outside the box, which is book one. The second book is Global Healing, around awakening spirituality, and the last book is on global healing and new vistas of hope. So I'd like to introduce everyone to Vipin Mehta. Vipin, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it is, I was to all our listeners, I was talking to Vipin before we joined today, and I, from my heart, I truly have been blown away by Vipin's personal story and what brought him to writing these books on global healing, and his role as a metaphysician, we were talking about the distinction between being a metaphysicist, as an example, versus kind of the healing aspect of being a metaphysician. Now, Vipin came to the United States 30 years ago. He is a person who has truly embraced the role of living life as a journey and as a spiritual journey. He has pursued metaphysical and spiritual learnings from some of the greatest masters in humanity. And, Vipin, let us know a little bit more about your background story and what brought you to the call, which I see your books as a true call for the world to change its mindset, to change its story, so that we don't go down the path of global suicide.
Okay. Let me start my story. By profession, I'm an engineer. And that I'm running the consulting engineering company. And that brings the food to my table.
Uh-huh.
And by passion, I'm a metaphysician and spirituality. And that brings the food to my soul. My journey started, I made a choice to be born in India in early part of 1940s. And because the spirituality was booming in India under the independence movement of Mahatma Gandhi. So childhood, I was taught nothing but the spirituality in the schools and even in the elementary school, middle school and high school. And that was, I learned the lesson of truth. Mm-hmm. And truth is that we, the members of global family, all the children of humanity, are the children of divinity. And the goodness is that we have to respectfully treat each other with love and care, breaking all the barriers of color, caste, ethnicity, economic differences and religious differences. And that is the goodness. And then I learned the truth from the mystic poet Tagore, Nobel Prize winner. And these are the three windows through which I touch, get the glimpses of the divinity. The first window is truth, goodness, and beauty. And that may take me to the next level where I learn the metaphysics through the self-realized person, Krishnamurti, he has a big center in Ojai near the Los Angeles. He is a self-realized person. He first gave me the first experience transforming myself, my negative emotion into positive emotion while I was sitting in front of him. He was delivering and explaining the compassion and love. And then I continue my journey. Then I come across the mystic Osho. They call him globally known as Osho, but his name is Rajneesh. And he expanded my tremendous knowledge of all the scriptures of the world, spiritual scriptures of the world. I don't want to use religious, spiritual scriptures. And then made me a seeker. And the seeking continues. Who am I? What is the purpose of my life? Where I am and where I'm going? And what can I contribute to humanity in this lifetime? Then about 1969, I migrated in America more than 42 years ago. And then I first sought to take care of myself physically, especially the food on the table, survival, security, belonging, all basic needs. And then continued the journey. In the late 90s, I started sharing my metaphysical knowledge to the political leaders because I learned from Mahatma Gandhi, we have to introduce spirituality in the politics. Because he was the politician among all spiritualists. And same time, he was the spiritualist among all politicians. Because where the spirituality leads, then this community or society or nations or global family can make a progress. But right now, spirituality is lagging and science and technology is leading. And that created the havoc and creating the crisis. And right now, we are heading toward the Third World War by nuclear weapons of mass destruction, and we are all talking about that. We already passed World War number one and two, and then the Cold War and war. Now we are passing the war on terrorism. Then my son, Ravi, introduced, why don't you share this knowledge to the whole humanity rather than sharing with one or two or a couple of politicians, because that is less impact. And then he introduced to Mrs. Harriet Fulbright, and she also liked my ideas, sharing with the whole humanity. And then we got connected, and we continue writing the books after 9/11. I wanted to share that knowledge to the presidential level, but that is, you know, it filters out before it goes over there. And then we started writing the books from 2002, and we completed big book and divided into three parts. The book number one into thinking outside the box. That what explains the hierarchy of knowledge and introduction of metaphysics. Because we, most of the humanity right now, especially in America, we had gone through college and university and all kind of degrees and everything, but intellectual knowledge, informative knowledge, and then turns into intellectual knowledge by logic and reason. And then we go connect the dots and we call intelligence. And we are stuck within these two hierarchy of knowledge, informative knowledge. Right now, we live in information age and intellectual. But there is something higher than these two knowledges. One is information, intellectual intelligence. And there is third knowledge we call ESP, extrasensory perception. And that very few people are. Edgar Cayce was an amazing guy in 20th century America, in America. And he has tremendously given explanation of reincarnation and karmic law. And same time, he's a sleeping prophet. And he gave 4,000 healing reading and 2,000 life reading. And that is a clear one. That is a part of ESP, extrasensory person. And these three knowledges are created by human mind. How to change the human mind, that is the knowledge of metaphysics. The word meta, metam is beyond, and physics is beyond, within space-time dimension. Anything within space-time dimension is part of physics. Therefore, the brain is a part of physics, while human mind is beyond part of physics, which is we cannot. I asked Dr. Jeff, can you show your mind? You cannot show your mind, but at least I can take the picture of your brain and weigh the brain and take the colors, and then you get the MRI and everything. The mind is, by definition of mind, is a flow of thoughts and feeling. And that is a continuous process. It is not an object or not a noun. It's a verb, it's a process. Same thing like traffic is a flow of vehicle. Same thing like river is a flow of water. If there is no water, there is no river. And that is the mind who makes the decision. For a classic example, we create amazing nuclear power. If we use the nuclear power, we can bloom the deserts and convert them into gardens. But at the same time, if you abuse it and create the weapons of mass destruction and create the devastation of humanity, that is the human mind makes the choice and decision. And how to change the mindset and change the world, how to change the mindset for domination, because we have been living in for last more than 5,000 years through the mindset of domination, right from the Julius Caesar to Napoleon, Julius Caesar to Alexander the Great to Napoleon, the Bolshevik Revolution, the French Revolution, and right now we are using sophisticated domination. It's a domination of religious domination, political domination, and economic domination. We have to change the mindset for domination to dominion. And that created the books. And it will not happen overnight. It reminds me of Mahatma Gandhi. When he came with the idea in 1905 or 1910, India can get the independence through the principle of nonviolence. That was a new novel thought. And he pursued for 40 years. And finally, with the least possible violence, India got the independence. Same thing, the 21st century of metaphysicians and spirituality, as 20th century is for scientists and technology. And we are to take the leadership in spirituality so we can dictate the science and technology so they can be our servants. Right now, we are servants to the science and technology. We are dependent upon them. And that was the reason I wrote the book Global Healing, Thinking Outside the Box, and Awakening Spirituality and New Vistas of Hope.
Well, you know, this is, you've touched on so much, and we're going to take a break, but I want to come back and get into this conversation around dominion versus domination and this kind of the entrapment into the scientific without the imagination that you've written about. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with metaphysician and author Vipin Mehta. You're listening to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff. We're going to take a quick break. Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Guylog Radio. With Dr. Jeff, me, your host, and we are with our guest today is author and metaphysician Vipin Mehta, who has a trilogy of books that I highly recommend. They are on global healing. The name of the books is Global Healing, and Vipin Mehta, you can find this on Amazon.com, on Barnes & Noble, VIPIN, and Mehta, M-E-H-T-A, Vipin Mehta on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Before we went to break, we were listening to Vipin's story of how he came to write these books, Global Healing, but more importantly, how his life as a seeker and as a mystic of kind of opening up to the mystery of life was pulling him forward. And one thing, Vipin, you said to me is you were talking about the secret of joy and the importance of sharing your joy, sharing yourself and what you learn in life, and how your books are a big part of this aspect, this kind of the resonance of the global healing that you're trying to speak to.
Okay. Now, seek joy. That's a beautiful sentence I want to say. More you share, there will be more of it will be there to share. So we come from psychology of abundance. Right now, usually in the society, you will find the wealth of a human being, that Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and then we got another guy, and they go, how much he has. But there is a shift of consciousness is happening now, within 10, 20, 30 years later, how much he's willing to share.
Uh-huh.
That is, you will measure the wealth of a person. You don't have to have money. You can have a mental, emotional, and spiritual wealth also. The guy will be more wealthier, is considered wealthier when he's more willing to share.
Uh-huh.
That there is right now, because consensus reality is a wealthy guy, how much he has, but how much he's willing to share. There will be a shift of consciousness happening right now.
Absolutely. You know, what I found so interesting, in your first book, Global Healing, Thinking Outside the Box, you actually spend a lot of time in your book talking about thinking inside the box. And the story that you tell of metaphysics and helping unpack what does metaphysics mean and the principles behind this, the story you tell I find is so different from what I see oftentimes in kind of the modern American or North American view of metaphysics, that sometimes people get caught up and they think of it as New Agey and being as a not connected or not grounded to anything. But you've really gone in and you describe thinking inside the box. You know, how we live in different levels of knowledge. And in part, you know, you talked about how, you know, we have an information age, and more we live in a place where we're just kind of holding kind of the knowledge, of information, but it's bringing this to different levels, higher levels, whether it's kind of the intellectual level where there's more of a processing and a higher intelligence level, and you talked about the ESP level, but how all of this kind of creates a greater resonance that's beyond what we think of kind of this this trance of science. And you have some really interesting quotes in your book where you highlight Sir Francis Bacon and you highlight Galileo and you highlight Einstein, and you what you focused on and found in your research and study is that all of these great thinkers were more interested in the imagination. They were more interested in the mystery, not in holding knowledge. And could you say more about, you know, what does it mean to kind of go to this place of mystery, and how mystery allows for this unfolding to this other level of of how metaphysics happens?
Okay, one of my favorite guy in America is Albert Einstein, because I gave one speech in the Princeton University where Albert was teaching, and Albert says that imagination is more important than the knowledge. Because when you talk about knowledge, it's more intellectual knowledge, information intellectualized, interpreted, and then you put logical way and put rational way and then pack it in the logical linear way. Is right? Linear. Mm-hmm. Then you go to intelligence, connect the dots, and then you come with the ideas, who did it right now, every day in the evening, why you did it, and who did it, all table television shows, and then CIA comes and intelligence comes in the picture. Okay? Mm-hmm. But that is still a little bit linear. The imagination is a go beyond, is a fifth dimension. Because we live in space, three space dimensions, length, width, and depth. And fourth is the mankind has created dimension called time. The linear time, 2011, 12, 13. So we live in four dimensions. The imagination does not occupy the four dimensions. By sitting here, I can imagine Jeff 6 feet tall, and I can shrink the Jeff to 6 inches, or I can make it 60 feet. It does not occupy the space-time dimension. The imagination is the most powerful tool, as we go in the book number two, in manifesting reality. The imagination is the fifth dimension, where you start imagining, and then imagination comes with the ideas. And the ideas and images are connected together, and then you become creative. The creative can be innovative or it can be inventive. First, you be imaginative creative, then innovative creative. Like Steve Jobs, he was innovative creative. He took the phone from the iPhone, regular cell phone to the iPhone, innovating. And Thomas Edison, he intuitively saw the light bulb in the deep inside, and then he followed, and used the electricity to create the light bulbs. It's inventive creativity. So right now, we are this creativity is the sixth dimension. Then we go further, how to all, right now I had a creativity writing books, and then finally let manifest it and publish the book, and I'm ready to give a radio interview with you. How to manifest, that requires a manifesting energy, and that is called the seventh dimension. When you read the book number three, it is discussed very thoroughly. So imagination is the most important power, because there is a big crisis, political crisis in America. And I was lucky enough to share that with the very leading presidential candidate, because we are facing crisis of imagination and the dreams. There nobody has a dream. Those are the leaders of the community and the whole world. They are not dreamers. They are not imaginative. They are not innovative. They live, think inside the box. And they leave again and again, and then we take you going same direction, going further down and spiral down, going out. There's the biggest crisis we are facing is the crisis of imagination and crisis of the dreaming. There is a called the drought of imagination and famine of dreaming, whatever word you use it. Imagination is a part of metaphysics.
Absolutely. You know, I spend a lot of time in my storytelling work talking to people about living, the idea of living myth or the idea of living metaphor versus dead metaphor. And I think it's exactly what you're talking about, the crisis of imagination. And it reminds me of, you know, we have a, in your book, you talk about, you know, this knowledge and how we've kind of focused on knowledge, and fear tends to kind of control some of this, and that we have a, we can rather look at ourselves as having an internet of human senses, where we open ourselves up to the many ways in which we may be influenced by the world around us, and the resonance. You speak of the resonance that we feel and we give off, and how that impacts our images versus kind of the static imagery that we see so often, where people get a particular kind of stereotype image that doesn't allow people to move beyond that. And you, you speak a great deal in one of your first books about getting beyond this idea of terrorism and fear and mind control, and the importance of these the living images, the living myth, to kind of bring people forward.
Yes, because what is happening right now, the mindset, let's use of terrorism, because terrorism, the root cause of terrorism lies in the state of mind, and they work everything in the physical form, like TSA going to airport and all intelligence, but they lack in the wisdom. Wisdom is a part of metaphysics. And you might have read the chapter on wisdom in the book number one, Enchanted Wisdom. Because wisdom is the one which is required to progress. The one first requisite of wisdom is see the smaller picture without losing sight of the bigger picture. And seeing the bigger picture without losing sight of the smaller picture. You think logic and reason, but there is beyond logic and reason. Is right, and that is intuition. And third component of the wisdom is you being rational, but saying something is beyond rational, that is imagination. Then is the, again, four more components. Let me go back to terrorism. The root cause of terrorism lies in the state of mind, because one group of people and one organized religion, one group of people in one organized religion, they already made up their mind. Since childhood, they are indoctrinated and then dogmatized. If you die for your religion, you will go to the heaven. They gave the hope, and that is the false hope they gave it. And then they finance it, and then prosper. Then make them to act to terrorist act. The terrorist mindset, he already going to the heaven if he takes the act, and if he dying for his own religion or his conviction. Now, how it works, when the childhood is there, when child is born, his infant, his slate is clean, and then the parents start writing the script. Then the family start writing the script. Then the educational institute write the script. And then organized religion write the script. When they write the script, and that script is repeated and repeated and repeated, which I call the pattern of opinions. You're playing the same record again and again and again. And that pattern of opinions turns into conviction. And that becomes part of a subconscious mind. Once you become part of the subconscious mind, indented deep down, and then you follow, then you just the person, terrorist, just a performer, and somebody has wrote the script, like a Hollywood movie.
Yes.
Right? The author of the script is different than performer is different. Is right?
Yes, that, indeed.
That was happening. And they don't use the power of choice. Like you and me can use the power of choice.
Well, let's talk more when we come back after the break about the power of choice and your conversation on dominion versus domination. We'll be right back. You're listening to Gaialog Radio with special guest Vipin Mehta.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Guilog Radio with Dr. Jeff. Our guest today is author and metaphysician Vipin Mehta. And before we get going into this next segment, Vipin, what's the best way for people to find you, get in contact with you, read your books?
Okay. My books are available on the Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNoble.com. But they can contact me, my Facebook, author Vipin Mehta. Then you come across a lot of links and my radio interviews and articles and everything. Author Vipin Mehta, Facebook.
Great. Facebook. Author Vipin Mehta. All one word.
And same time, I got a website, VipinMehta.com.
Great. VipinMehta.com and Facebook/AuthorVipinMehta.
Yeah. Those who want to send email or something and they want to buy books, we can arrange by signed copy also.
Great, great. Well, I urge listeners to I think your books are a real invitation to truly think outside the box, but to think about this conversation on metaphysics in a very different way. That's not it's very fresh. It's, I think, in an American, like I mentioned before, sometimes I think that kind of the New Age view gets sometimes people kind of couch it as being overly saccharine or too Pollyanna, and I don't think it's that way at all. And I think that your book really synthesizes many spiritual traditions, and it synthesizes your own spiritual journey and how in many ways the divinity of your life is speaking through you. And it's a real treat to read, and so I just urge listeners to check out your books. Now, when we last prior to the break, we were talking about how scripts, our life scripts, the stories that we're told from a very young age, oftentimes creates belief systems where we are in many cases, you know, we engage in terrorism. And we, in your books, you talk about how, you know, you ask, what are we humanity, you know, what are we doing as a global human species, as a global family, by letting the domination of a few of our stories of how we live in our world and how we are afraid of one another and we live from a place of fear, and how that's really kind of it's kind of creating this tipping point where a sense of false self-esteem is driving our value and our connectedness to one another, and it's not allowing us to really understand. I think a key distinction that you've made in your books, and that is dominion versus domination. And, you know, when I look at that, when I first looked at that, dominion and domination, you know, the root of both of these are, you know, the dominate or the dome, which is really kind of a roots back to kind of the sense of home or ownership or like domicile. But I was wondering, you know, what is the, you know, for our listeners, what's this distinction between dominion versus domination?
Okay, basic distinction. Let's start with the domination. We have been living in domination for last more than 5,000 years. And you see the whole history of mankind, there is always a war and fighting and world wars one and two and everything. The root cause of the domination starts from the psychology of insecurity. When I go through the psychology within any relationship, if I go with the psychology of insecurity, I would like to control other person between the two lovers, okay? Husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, any fiance and fiancee and everything. If you lose the love, then you start with the psychology of insecurity, start with the control, which we see in the political arena, economic arena, as well as religious arena. Then the control is threatened further, you may lose the control, then you try to rule on other ones, dictate on other ones. In modern civilization, we dictate on other ones policy, very sophisticated, which we call manipulation. Every day, today when you go 6 o'clock in the TV, how presidency election, United Nations and Egypt, and how they are manipulating each other, okay? To impose their own ways of living a life, impose then our own ideology. Then all three components are based on the fulcrum. I call it the fulcrum. There is a living in the past. And the classic example which we experience in this lifetime for the last 50, 60 years between Palestine and Israel, the constantly fighting, and we spend billions and billions of dollars because they hang on to the past and to Jerusalem. If you and me work together with the same billions, one day I got an occasion to talk to Steve Forbes, and I said, we spent billions of dollars, and with that so many billions of dollars, we get two counties equivalent to the size of Israel in Texas or Arkansas, or three counties. The same land, with the same dollar we spend, we can create the spiritual Salah. It's true. But since they live in the past oriented, okay, my God was here and your God was here and this is the way, this is my land and your land. Rather, they are not created. They are bogged down in the past. That creates the fifth component, which is not trusting each other. When you lost, because trust is amazing, amazing energy, love and trust. They call generating energy for creation. Between the super love, beloved and beloved lover, and they trust each other and they become create the miracles. Same thing, trust is amazing energy, the fundamental energy for generating energy for the creativity. When you do not trust, then you go to next component is how much I have to take. Any negotiation, any deals, and any global roadmap to peace and all, everybody's looking what is my interest, how much I'm going to get out of it rather than how much I'm willing to give it. Because they come from psychology of scarcity and psychology of insecurity. And finally, there is, which we see every day, all media everywhere, blame, blame, blame. If because of him, this has happened. Because of that, I'm not. And nobody wants to take the responsibility. And these are the seven components of the domination. While dominion is opposite of it, the first thing of you and me are, we are all the children of divinity. We have our own sovereignty. We are not stepping in each other's sovereignty. On the contrary, we co-creatively work together. We co-creatively work together without any control. Like Jeff and me, Dr. Jeff and me, we can co-creatively work to create and share with each other. You also prosper. You gave me opportunity to share my knowledge. And same time, I'm grateful to you. And you are also grateful to me for that. And then we create up, we make our own choice, and we have a power of will to take the action when there is injustice or some discrimination or violence are happening. The third one component of dominion, we engage the spirituality, we tap into divine energy. Because you are on the same journey as I am. We are the pilgrims of the same pilgrimage. You want to embrace the divinity, I want to embrace the divinity. I may be in different route, you may be different. Since we are together, we share with each other because we are same pilgrim going towards the divinity. And both become pilgrims, we can share with each other. So we engage the spirituality. And fourth component, the most valuable fulcrum, is that we are futuristic, because how to make our journey smooth and elegant. With the least amount of energy, we get the maximum output. That is elegance, definition of elegance. Uh-huh. Then we have to trust with each other, okay? Because when I trust Jeff and Jeff trusts me, both we succeed. And we create amazing new energy, new ideas, new creativity, new imagination, new innovation, new invention, everything we create. And then we take to the next level. I'm always looking forward how much I can share with Jeff. And Jeff is always looking for how much I can share with Vipin. Because we come from the psychology of abundance. Because there, you can have as much as you want. That was the psychology of abundance. The more you share, there will be more of it for you to share more. That is a beautiful sentence. And then we go to finally, we take the responsibility and create the love. The secret lies in taking responsibility. That's why I got my conscious reality creation mantra. I create my own reality, and I'm responsible for what I am. The secret lies in taking a responsibility. More I take the responsibility, more secrets will be revealed to me. And more I blame, whatever the secrets I know will be taken away from me. Suppose I know so much of knowledge, but when I start blaming, then somebody else dictates my life, my destiny.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to need to take a quick break, and this has been, you know, hearing the distinction between dominion versus domination, I think, is so key to understanding your view of kind of our new vistas of hope and how to kind of blow out our imagination to imagine a whole new world and consciously allow that to resonate. And when we come back after our next break, let's talk more about your last book, New Vistas of Hope, and the role of imagination in creating kind of an emergence of a resonant destiny. So you're listening to Guylog Radio with Dr. Jeff, and we're here today with author and metaphysician Vipin Mehta. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in to Guylog Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern,
Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is a place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Are you ready to create a beautiful and powerful partnership between your heart and the essence of gratitude? Are you ready to create the life that you desire for yourself and your family? Then stop worrying about your bills and step out of the daily grind by tapping into infinite possibilities. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Transform.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life. We're back on Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff. Today my guest is author and metaphysician Vipin Mehta. You can learn more about Vipin Mehta at his website, www.vipinmehta, that's VipinMehta.com. His books, Global Healing, are available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And you can also find out more about Vipin on his Facebook page, that's facebook.com/authorVipinMehta. All right. We were in our last break, we were talking about Vipin's, the kind of one of the key aspects to his books around finding this distinction and living, understanding how we're always kind of caught up in this, domination versus dominion, and dominion being a sense of kind of our own understanding and living our own sovereignty of self without being driven by fear. And, I think what's so important about the message of Vipin's work is that ultimately, what are we doing as a species? And what are we doing together? And when are we going to wake up and embrace that we are one global family? And that if we live in fear, even if it's, we have all of our weapons of mass destruction and we have our stories of terrorism, we have our stories of us and them, but ultimately all we've got is each other. And we live in a space and a time where if it's not guns and bombs, we also live in a time where we have 6-7 billion people on the planet, and we have resources that we all need to share. And coming to that kind of sharing point is a big part of this jump to not dominate, to own all the resources, but to learn to share, and that we are living together as a kind of a global human species. And so in Vipin's last book of his trilogy, it's called New Vistas of Hope. And Vipin really gets into this idea of the emergence of destiny as an aspect of resonance, both at a true physics level, but also in a kind of metaphysics level, where everything comes together. And Vipin, could you tell us a little bit more about this resonance of destiny, or destiny as resonance?
Okay, let me separate it out, resonance, okay? Very simple. First we go in physics, and then we go in metaphysics. So there is a pond, a lake is there, and we drop one big stone, and that creates the ripples. And about 20 feet away, we drop another big stone. That creates the ripples. And both ripples meet at one particular point. And then they create the new pattern of ripples. And that is called standing wave. And that standing wave goes all over the places, different pattern of ripple. Like a Jeff is talking to me and I'm talking to you. your thoughts and feelings are generated metaphysically. It's generated. When you are talking to me, I'm listening to you, and I'm talking to you, you're listening to me, and that generated your thoughts and feelings. And then also generated my thoughts and feelings. And someplace they meet together, and they create the standing wave. And that standing wave precipitates. And that precipitation we call the relation between Jeff dash weapon, which is greater than Jeff, which is greater than weapon. The relationship with the Jeff and weapon, now we have a new relationship where it's called spiritual friendship, real friend, friendly relationship. And that precipitate, that is bigger than Jeff and bigger than weapon. That is, I'm talking positively. Uh-huh. That is the principle of life. Same principle applies in the sound system. When you put one sitar, we call in India sitar, you may be knowing the instrument sitar, Ravi Shankar, okay?
Uh-huh. Yep.
You put in the one corner and tune the all the wires of the sitar at the certain says do, or we call sa. And then you play the another sitar about 10 feet away. And that vibration goes, and they immediately touch it, the vibration of the one sitar which is standing without being played. It starts vibrating itself, okay?
Uh-huh.
Same principle, so you vibrate. That is called synchronicity, okay? The vibration, that is called resonance, create the whole, everything in the whole universe, physical universe or non-other universe, is the principle, works on the principle of resonance. Because right now we are taught by karmic law, there is a cause and effect. There is a billiard ball theory by Newton, Newtonian theory. You create a cause and there is an effect. But now if you go a little bit higher, that is the theory of resonance. Let me give an example of Mahatma Gandhi, or you take the example of the St. Patrick, or take the example of St. Augustine, or that. Wherever they go, they resonate with the frequency of vibration. Those who ever come closer to him, their mindset is changing. Even I remember, if you still know the story of Mahatma Gandhi, Churchill didn't want to meet Mahatma Gandhi because he's afraid if he meets, his mindset will be different. Hitler also avoided to meet Mahatma Gandhi. I will share that my one website where he explained how the Mahatma Gandhi was. Same thing with the Jesus, same thing with Buddha. And wherever he goes, he creates the frequency of vibration, and he changed the frequency of vibration in the state of mind. This is metaphysical.
Uh-huh.
The principle of resonance is very advanced than the principle of cause and effect. We are all taught by cause and effect, but we have to go move to the principle. That's what we discuss in book number 3, The Radiance of Forgiveness. Because forgiveness is the classic elixir for mental, emotional, and spiritual healing. And that precipitates in physical healing also. Because we got a lot of physical physician gave to the few, mostly use antibiotics, like class one of the classic elixir for many disease, physical disease. So this is the ultimate forgiveness, is the ultimate elixir of the mental, emotional, and spiritual healing, which we discuss in book number 3. So now we understand that resonance principle of resonance. Now your question is there, how we can change, pre-use the resonance to create the dominion. Is right? What is your question next?
Well, yes. I think it's a you know, creating these new vistas of hope, and this kind of destiny is resonance.
Because when you create the resonance, because destiny is the physical reality, we call destination. I want to go from Orlando to Chicago or the Seattle. Seattle is my destination. I plan, program, design, and direct. When I plan, program, and design, and direct metaphysically by destination, destiny is a metaphysical. Destination is physical. The destiny is a metaphysical. How to create the destiny by creating the new resonance? If I become more loving and caring and tap into divine energy, then I can easily, my path of elegance is there. I can elegantly create my own destiny. And one of the requirements of creating destiny is the responsibility. Then first you create your own reality, and then you co-create the reality. That is, second step is a co-creation. I think now time is 4:57.
Yeah, we are running up towards the end of the show. So we've gotten to the destination of our show, but we know that our destiny will move forward. And there is so much to say about your work. I think it is groundbreaking. I mean this from my heart to all my listeners, but to you, Vipin, you know, thank you for writing your book. Thank you for putting you out there in the world. Everyone, his book is Global Healing, VipinMehta.com. Check it out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Facebook. And, you know, please come back. You're always welcome to talk more. And so, you know, thank you again for joining us today. Yes. And so, again, I want to thank everyone for listening to Guylog Radio. Guylog Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination and inspires you towards personal, social, and planetary evolution. Please join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, where we will have some of the most gifted storytellers, social entrepreneurs, change agents, speakers, and authors helping you make sustainability epic. Again, thank you to author and metaphysician Vipin Mehta for being on today. Next week, we'll have Victoria Reddick, who is a storyteller, feral herbalist, and shamanic healer. I hope you all have a great week, and check out Vipin Mehta's website, VipinMehta.com. Vipin, thank you again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Everyone, you've been listening to Guylog Radio with Dr. Jeff Leineweaver. Tune in each week, Monday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more transformative stories of the universe. Dr. Jeff asks us to engage in the storytelling process of Guylog, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Explore the questions that challenge us all by asking, what do we make when we tell stories of healing the world and transforming ourselves? How does this influence personal and social evolution? What does it mean to take a storytelling perspective on sustainability? For more about Guylog Radio, visit www.guylog.com. That's guylog.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.